Yesterday at the legislature, it was the Appropriations Committee asking Wayne Carney of the South Dakota High School Activities Association to come before the committee. They had a lot of questions for the executive director of the Activities Association, and Wayne is joining us on the fan line. Wayne, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you guys. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. Wayne. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for the time today. Why did the Appropriations Committee want you at the Hill yesterday to talk?
Well, you know, I'm not so much. I think that was a two-way street. They not only had some questions, but we wanted to make sure that we were represented on the at the Capitol. And so we were very, very happy to be able to go on up and share the time that we did spend with them.
What do they want to know?
Well, I think if you listen to it, there was a wide range of questions to, you know, what legal status do we have as a 501c3. There's questions on state tournament hosting guidelines. There were questions that related to our budget, to our audit. We had a very good discussion to begin with just on the makeup of our board. Who are we? What do we do? Who's on our board? How are they selected? Mm-hmm. Who do they represent?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they even asked that, because I would think as a lawmaker you should kind of know some of that kind of information.
Did you feel that they were asking some unnecessary questions, Wayne, or that when you got there that they were kind of putting you through the meat grinder, so to speak?
Oh, no. You know, people have mentioned that to me, and I didn't feel that way at all. You know, I guess we've always tried to be as transparent as we can with everybody, with our member schools, our administrators, our coaches, our officials, members of the media. We think that's our job. And so I guess it was, if we can get that message out, you know, and if there are some things, you know, maybe communication-wise that we can do better, well, then obviously that's what we're interested in doing. So I felt at the end of the 2 hours, I think I made the comment that I appreciated the fact that they would take 2 hours to visit with us so we could answer some questions. And if we can, whatever we can do to make the relationship better, that's what we want to do.
Sure. What do you suppose the biggest problem is with the Joint Appropriations Committee? What was the biggest thing you thought that they were concerned about?
Well, I think, you know, the 501c3 thing, and we had our legal counsel was there, and she spoke very eloquently about, you know, if there is a gray area, what that gray area is, and how maybe it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and the 501c3 is being a nonprofit organization, correct?
Right, yep. And obviously that's something that, you know, you apply for, and we met all the guidelines for that. We've been a 501c3 probably since the organization was started in 1906. So it isn't anything new by any stretch of the imagination. And I think part of that, or a big part of that, was the obligation of your open meeting laws. And, you know, we think, you know, all of our open meeting laws state that your agenda has to be posted 24 hours prior to your meeting. Well, we post ours about a week. We try to get it online a week prior to the meeting, so people, and we send that notification to all of our superintendents, principals, and athletic directors.
Yep. Media, we get it. We get it too. Weeks,
and
weeks
we put,
before.
You know, it's on our website. You can look at it. I did find out that it has to be a preliminary agenda, and you can change it up to 24 hours prior to the meeting.
Sure.
24 hours prior to the meeting, you're done. You can't add or anything to it. So, I mean, there's some educational things that we have to do as an association, as executive staff, and as members of our board. And we'll strive to, you know, that's what we want to do.
It just surprises me.
That was a big part of it. I think they felt that a lot of things are done in secret. I think one of the things that concerned one of the legislators, that they had called the Department of Legislative Audit and asked for our audit and were told that they could not have it. And when he told me that, I mean, that totally surprised me. You know, maybe it shouldn't have, but it did. because the state law that's in place, Section 13-1635, it says any 13-36-5 audit, annual audit of high school activities association. Any association exercising the grant of authority contained in 13-36-4, which is the piece of legislation that allows us to do what we do, to regulate public and non-public schools, shall be audited annually by the State Department of Legislative Audit, and a report of such audit shall be made to the legislature.
So that's going to be done? That so that should be checked off the bucket list, right?
That should have been done forever.
Have you been audited before, Wayne?
The annual meeting bulletin from 1928, all 24 pages of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took up the annual meeting bulletin of 2008, and I said, our annual audit reports have been published since 1928.
Yep.
They are sent to our schools. We put five of them online, so anybody that wants to go, for at least for the last 5 years, we've had a clean audit report for the last three. And, you know, when it wasn't a clean audit report, 1 year we got written up, and rightfully so, I guess, that we gave the governor too many tickets for the state tournament.
Well, it surprises me that just all of a sudden, out of the blue, the Appropriations Committee has problems with the Activities Association. And here you guys have been in front of the complete membership, well, you know, 170-some schools for I don't know how many years. They've all been watching you all these years. All of a sudden, the Joint Appropriations Committee's got a couple of problems, a couple of things that can be easily fixed.
Yeah.
It just surprises me that it sounds like it's not going to be over either, because Deb Peters, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, apparently says there's a number of bills that are going to be in this legislative session that one of them is to dissolve the Activities Association.
Well, that could very well be. I mean, I'm not sure who would assume these duties then, but, you know, if in fact that bill is out there, and it very well could be, then obviously our member schools are going to have to come and speak with their legislators and their lobbyists and that kind of thing. And, you know, I guess we think that we've been very transparent, granting interviews to pretty much anybody that wants to talk to us.
I've been following you guys for years, and I have not seen, you know, I could see maybe some other records that should be released, you know, the budget and audits that could be on the web or whatever else. But, I mean, those are easy fixes.
Yeah. You know, and I've been in the office 13 years. I haven't voted once. That's not my position, you know. And we've got a board that's elected by our member schools that are all school-related members. They're either superintendents, principals, athletic directors, or two school board members.
Wayne, I've reminded folks all the time that the Activities Association, the board of directors, you guys, you don't rule from the top down. You guys come from the bottom up. The membership comes up with all the ideas.
It's always been that way, you know.
So I don't understand where the Appropriations Committee is coming around thinking that you guys are hiding everything, and it just surprised me that they spent so much time on that yesterday.
Yeah. I guess I don't know what else to say, Craig. It was what it was, and I thanked them for the opportunity to come and speak to them. And it maybe it's just a matter of someone from our office or several of us just going over to the Capitol every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, for an hour, and just kind of mingle and visit with the legislators and try to answer any questions that they may have. Have them get to know us get to know them. You know, I understand how busy they are. When they come into town, it's just, it's 100 miles an hour for whatever length of days that they're here. And their time is very, very precious, obviously, because they start with committee meetings in the morning, and some of them run late at night. And so, you know, maybe it is just a matter of, or at least part of the fix is for us to just to go on over and you know, maybe spend an hour talking to legislators and answering questions.
Yep.
And
doing a little PR work there, right?
Yeah.
So what's the next step then, Wayne? I mean, what happens now that you've met the legislature? What is the next step in this process?
Well, I guess wait and see. You know, no one has told us. We have a lobbyist, our attorney, and she watches, you know, with the bills as they come in. And when they come in, if they affect us, she'll notify us, and we'll just work from there.
Wayne, I appreciate the time. I thought you did a pretty good job yesterday, and I've told you privately as well that you know in my position that if there's something that the association is not doing right, you know, you hear it from us too in the media.
As we should.
And we also tell you when you're doing a good job. And I thought yesterday was great information, but I still don't know where the Appropriations Committee is trying to come up with. You know, maybe a little bit more information on the web will satisfy them, but letting the Department of Education handle the Activities Association is not a very good idea. So I will say that to you, and we will certainly be in touch down the road.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Wayne.
Okay, guys, take care.
You got it.
Thanks, Wayne.
There he goes. Wayne Carney, Executive Director of the South Dakota High School Activities Association.